Welcome to the Josh Johnson Show. I'm Josh Johnson, joined by my co-host, fellow stand-up comedian, Logan Nielsen. Logan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. I haven't talked to you in a little while.
Yeah, we haven't really talked a little bit. I think we've both just been busy for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. This is... okay, so you dodged it again. You did it.
Oh,
you did it. You son of a bitch.
Are you...
Somebody's busy. Then all of a sudden, they're not as busy, but they're still not coming. So then I have the mall by myself.
The mall, yeah, the perfect mall day mall.
Now, I will say this time I did have Eric there for a good portion of it, which was good because okay. I got to hang out with my buddy Eric.
Eric's, he's been helping us out with videography stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So Eric's been doing some directing, and I hung out with him on Thursday, Friday. No, wait. Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday, he stayed back for a little bit at the hotel, and I went in by myself and just did everything that I thought might be fun, but I didn't get to get to. And
to the mall again?
To the mall again. It's a pretty big mall, and I will say, okay, how do I put this? So remember the arcade that I told you about last time that we basically made an episode out of because it was a little rough. It was It was a rough time. So I did not go back in that arcade, but some other arcades seemed to have opened up in the meantime, and they were good. We did some airsoft gun shooting at an airsoft shooting range that they have of them set up, and that was fun. Eric was teaching me how to shoot a little bit.
Was it just like a range or?
It is a
range. Or do you guys get to run around and shoot each other?
No. It's like.
That'd be wild.
It's like a target range though. So it's
gotcha. Yeah.
You can't really move with them. But
just for the listeners too, this is the same mall from the Perfect Mall Day of episode 108. If you want to go back and hear about the other perfect / depressing day.
This time was, yeah, it was very different because someone was there, and oof, my shooting was really good. He was teaching me how to shoot, and my shooting was really good, but I could not see the targets. So I was hearing,
Interesting that you couldn't see them.
What?
That would be interesting.
Why would that be interesting?
I don't know. Maybe your sight is something that has been heavily discussed on this program. So it's interesting that you maybe... Were you wearing your glasses?
No, I wasn't wearing my glasses.
Interesting!
But
interesting!
Okay, if you want to keep saying interesting, you know what's really interesting? That I hit all these targets. I'm basically Daredevil. I'm basically... Because all I heard was ding, ding, ding.
It's like a carnival game. It's like someone off to the side doing it to trick you into think you're doing well.
That's funny. Yeah. No, but it was a good time. It does make me want to like do the airsoft targeting more often. That'd be cool. Like if I had property and I could just set up a bunch of cans and pop them like ding, ding, ding.
That would be your new hobby if you had the space. Absolutely. That'd be you'd be into airsoft guns and you'd have. I could also see you just easily becoming a gun guy. That seems like a weird thing.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
What is it about me that says gun guy?
It's this specifically, how much joy you're getting out of hitting some targets.
Uh-huh.
That's right there. That's the gateway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Getting to feel skilled at something, you know, without really having to be too physical. And that's not you. That's men of our age, you know, in our 30s now. Your hobbies start being, how can I feel good at something without having to move as much?
Wow.
I'm saying I'm feeling the same way.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I thought you were about to be like, well, you got a lot of rage.
No.
Like, I thought you were about to be like, no, I can see you being a gun guy. You seem a little tense.
No, but you would specifically, though, be the like the more tactical gun guy, I think. Not like you wouldn't just have like, you know, you wouldn't just be waving a Glock around showing off. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be any of that, like just the swag of gun ownership. I think you'd be one of those like.
Honestly, I watched the
John Wick course guys.
Yes, I was just about to say it. I watched the John Wick course that Keanu Reeves did, where he was switching from the rifle to the Glock, I think. Yeah. And I was like, that is the coolest. Wow.
For some reason, I think we had a little, even though we're in different time zones, there was a little telepathy there. Because the way you perked up, I knew you were thinking the exact same thing I was.
Yeah,
which was Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Oof. Oof.
Well, it's like, and like the way too, like the, whatever that game is that we, every time we're in that barcade in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Quick and Crash.
That little light gun thing. Was it called
Quick and Crash?
It's called Quick and Crash. Well, I can't remember because that's not a good name for a for a shooting
game. It's weird because it's like the Quick definitely sums up the game. The Crash, I think, is because of the cup.
Oh yeah, because for people who don't know, it's a little. You have a gun, but it's like a little like laser, a little light target or something, mm-hmm. and you're shooting these little targets. But the very last one is a cup that explodes every time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it gets molded back together in the machine. There's no way there's just an endless supply of cups. They have to refill cups in that thing?
I have no idea. I don't ask questions when it comes to that cup. I just accept the magic. This is my thing as well.
We definitely have videos of doing that, so we'll have to post those on Patreon or something. We definitely have videos of us going head-to-head in those.
I've played that so many times, and I was heartbroken because the one that is closest to me at the barcade closest to me is at least last time I was there, is broken. And
you can
tell it's broken because I didn't notice this, and you can only really notice it because the game is broken. A lot of these light games, because they're lasers and because they're so sensitive, things happen so fast you don't see how it happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, when you hit the target, it immediately flops down and you're shooting, you're pulling the trigger, you're getting the light, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could tell this one was broken because I was pressing, like I was pulling the trigger, and then the light that was shining on the target was way too big. It was like a flashlight light, and then the target wasn't going down. And I'm like, oh yeah, this thing's broken. Okay.
Well, it is an inherent flaw in the game that because you have to quick draw it, shoot the targets, and then you have to slam the gun back into the holster. So I'm surprised those have ever worked, to be honest.
Yeah, fair enough.
The delicate light source on the gun you have to constantly be slamming down to stop your time.
So that aside, I feel like you know, the rest of the month is going to be pretty dope. We go to Vermont this weekend.
This weekend we're in Vermont.
This weekend is Vermont, and I'm not going to lie. I've been very excited for this weekend for a very long time.
Have you really? Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to do this club back back in 2017, I was slated to do a weekend there. I got hired at Daily Show. I had to cancel. Then,
geez, that far back, huh?
Yeah. Then there were a bunch of other times where I could have tried, but I was opening for Trevor. And now this is like the first year where I'm like on my own, like tour with all this availability. Because even last year's tour, I didn't have as much availability as I do this year. And so I've been very excited to go. I went to Bennington, Vermont and Burlington, Vermont way back in 2016 when I was doing that college tour, and loved it. Loved both places. I went during the fall. I was just blown away by the beautiful views, and like everyone was so nice and everything.
It's why people go up there for the leaves and stuff, right?
That's it really
like a destination spot.
And I can't remember where I was, but I think I told you about it, how I was like on this hilly area, and truly out of nowhere, I just turned, and behind me was just like the most beautiful landscape that was just so many different colors. And I may have taken a picture of it, but The picture wouldn't do it justice. Like,
I got really excited because I thought you were going to say you were standing on this hill and something came over you and you decided to roll down it like a child. For some reason, it's how whimsical it was in my head.
It was rollable. if it wasn't for a little thing called deer ticks, I would have done it.
That's a good rolling hill right there.
Yeah. That, well,
down that, get all itchy.
Don't say that. That sounds very weird.
Nah, I'm going to roll the hell out of that hill.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Hell, don't even know what's going to get it. I'm coming. I don't know. I just was trying to be folksy.
No. It's fine. It's okay. We've done
worse.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited, though. I've never been to Vermont, so... Mm-hmm. Isn't this near like the Ben and Jerry's? Like,
no, I think this is where Ben and Jerry's
is. Is it where it is? Is there?
I think. I don't know. I'll look it up afterwards. Shit. Make sure I'm not lying.
That doesn't
to
know
you.
What's going to hit it either.
Why do you do that? You sound like you're going to fuck ice cream. That's so. Oh.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna come hard at that ice cream. I'm gonna give ice cream. The ice cream's gonna get brain freeze from me.
You need to take a full step back away from the mic.
Yeah. Ben and Jerry gonna get it first. Ben.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know.
Are you still excited? Are you still excited for this weekend?
You can't ruin this for me.
But God damn it, I can try.
Oh, man. What's your week been like so far?
So far, because since I'm gone for the second half of the week, I've had to do early morning rehearsals with the kids for the play stuff, which I hate, but sometimes you just have to. But I'm having to cram stuff into the front half of the week here. So I'm very tired.
Yeah.
Have not slept well in a couple days. Weird naps happening. Mm. Weird dreams happening. Mm. Just in a weird little haze. And then I got to get up super early to make my flight.
Yeah.
On Thursday. So it's gonna be an acid trip of a week, I think, for me a little bit.
I mean, I think if you get there Thursday and you just take the rest, you'll be fine. I think I'll be all right,
I'm getting there a day early. So.
Yeah, yeah. And you just, if you just eat and sleep, you find a good diner, and you just eat and sleep. I wish that they had a, what was it called? A sip and swim? What was the thing in Montana I told you
sip
about?
And dip.
Sip and dip, yeah.
Tell me about.
Man, if they had a sip and dip in Vermont, we'd stay. The show, everything would be from Vermont from now on.
We just live in Vermont.
Yeah, the sip and dip would be hitting.
Shit. A Ben and Jerry's and a sip and dip? Let's do it.
Okay, you want... Okay, this is... This
sipping
is,
and dipping with Ben and Jerry.
This is pretty gross, but... when I was like... Maybe I was in junior high, I remember I went to this kid's house and... My parents got divorced when I was pretty young, right? Mm-hmm. I can't remember if it was when I was 11 or if I was 13. Maybe it started when I was 11 and it was final when I was 13 or something. But basically, I knew that, like, I knew divorce could be traumatic. You know what I mean? It wasn't for me. I still loved my parents and I still, like, I watched them together and not together. So I watched how I'm like, oh, this is better. Like,
oh, like you got to recognize.
Yeah. Even as a kid, I was like, everyone's in a better mood all the time. Do you know what I mean? Like at a certain
That's
point,
good.
You are kind of like,
that you
are kind of like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
This makes sense. Right.
There was a lot of anger in this house before.
And so I had never seen personally, I had never seen what a divorce could look like if it, like, I'm not going to say it wasn't still best for them because I don't know their family dynamic, but I will say I had yet to see a messy divorce, or I had yet to see a reluctant divorce, or any of the other emotions things that are less amicable. I didn't see that when I was, mm-hmm. Growing up, just from my personal experience with my parents. So I was either shielded from it, or it started to go pretty smoothly after the initial shock or decision, right? Said all that to say that I went over to this kid's house one time, and you just reminded me of it with your riff. And his dad clearly was not handling the divorce well, because it was at that stage where they were getting a divorce, but the dad still lived with them.
Oh.
And his dad I want to be clear. I am not laughing at a man in pain. I'm just saying what he did was weird. Okay.
Okay.
So I went over to my buddy's house, and his dad was in the pool, right? And mm-hmm. his dad was in the pool, and just truly a middle-aged man, middle-aged set, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was eating. He had one of those things that they have in all the 70s movies when people are chilled at their house that have a pool, where he basically had a TV dinner set that could float.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right. So, right. So at first you're thinking awesome, right? So he, in the TV dinner set, he had okay. Want to reiterate, I am not laughing at a man in pain.
Don't let Josh's explicit laughing.
I'm laughing
fool
at the
you
fact,
into thinking he's not laughing at this man.
I'm laughing at the fact that he made these decisions. Okay.
Okay.
So
what are you gonna tell yourself?
He had the most divorced plate I've ever seen.
Ooh, hold on, what's on the most divorced plate? We got some chicken fingers or something in there, something microwavable.
Ooh, you right on the money to start.
How many items are on this divorced plate?
There's you might as well keep guessing, because there's actually a lot.
Oh my god, a lot. Okay.
No, there was a lot, because I'm talking about the thing that, when you'd watch old movies and somebody would kick a ball and it land on somebody in the next yard who's in the pool relaxing,
mm-hmm.
and they'd be on that little almost that lawn chair setup where they could have the stereo to the side of the lawn mm-hmm. chair in the pool. It was that size that he was on.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he wasn't laying across it. He was swimming against it, which is also not it's not an aesthetic that anybody wants, and it can't be comfortable.
We got some mac and cheese on this?
Yep. I'm not even kidding. You're dude, you're straight up two for two. There's only a couple things you may not get.
I'm trying to think, because listen, I have been a divorced man.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
but this is I'll give you one hint. This is the plate you make for yourself when you haven't been cooking for 15 years.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was pretty young. This, yeah, okay. So we got chicken fingers, we got mac and cheese. What else can you whip up quick? Some garlic bread, maybe.
I'll give you that one, because he did have toast.
Just toast. Okay, even better. Does he got? He got some ice cream on this?
Are you serious? That is crazy. Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
Well, that one I'll give because you
oh from
the
Ben
riff. And Jerry yeah, stuff. Yeah, so yeah. So that one I was kind of like, there's got to be a dessert in here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many more things he got in this plate?
Dude, you keep going.
Has he just got some, like, I don't know, some frozen sweet corn?
No, no sweet corn.
Okay.
No sweet corn.
Okay. Or but peas actually, or something okay. Like that. I was look, thinking
look,
something
look,
from.
Look.
Yeah.
To be fair, because I gave you the toast, I do have to give you the sweet corn just because he did have, you know, the little things you can shook together. He had like one little corn on the cob.
Shook together. Oh, like the little corn holders.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he did have a corn on the cob. So I guess.
So he had a corn on the cob.
He had a corn on the cob.
Oh, okay. See, I was just thinking like, microwave, you know, like sweet corn.
No, I'm
like
with
that.
You. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. It's funny how.
Oh, sorry to interrupt you. This is just to bring the listener up to speed. This man had chicken fingers.
Mac and cheese
at toast. He had ice cream. And he had a corn on the cob. It was a mini one, but he had a corn on the cob, and we're not done.
Oh, my God. It's just funny, too, how he made his own little, like, hungry man dish.
Dude, you could have just made the TV dinner, but he went out, and he, yeah.
He had to make all of them separately, but it's like, this is just all the items in a hungry man dish.
Yeah. And okay,
make that ice cream pudding, and that's what it is. It's a kid cuisine.
Yeah. But were you about to say? Because I cut you off.
That's what I was about to say. Oh, I was talking about that. This man got cookies on there too.
No cookies. No.
Okay. I was gonna say, depends on his sweet tooth. There's still more on this plate.
Yeah. What's left is actually crazier than anything that you've guessed.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking gummy worms.
He did have candy. It wasn't gummy worms.
He did have candy.
He had a little dish of Skittles.
I was gonna say M&Ms, but okay, a dish of Skittles. This is a lot of different flavor profiles going on this one plate.
Yeah. And you have water.
Yeah. And you know he's drinking straight vodka or something. So you got a lot going on. He's probably drinking like a fucking screwdriver or something. That seems
yeah,
like
he
what,
ought, he
what
his
a divorced
last
guy
meal
to pool
vibes. Yeah. What do you want for your last meal? Everything.
And was it all on one plate?
So, but that's what I'm saying. So you know how they had that? I'd have to look it up and send you an image to like perfectly describe it. But it was kind of like that flat lawn chair that right. was a floaty. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he, instead of being on that, he had the food on that.
He had the food on that and all in different trays, different plates.
Yeah. Like all different, like a full like Thanksgiving to himself in the pool.
So he's eating off of his inflatable chair.
Yeah. Yeah. He is.
Which is funny because when you said the most divorced plate, you meant the food items on it, but really the most divorced plate is not a plate. It's a chair.
Yeah.
A blow-up chair. God damn.
Man.
Oh, what else? He got spaghetti on this? What the fuck else he got? There's no way he's got more.
No, he does have more. Okay, so I'll just go ahead and tell you.
Yeah, give me the rest. Because now if it's...
He had,
you got to give me credit, though, for those first ones.
I have to give you credit for everything, because you guessed almost everything. The only thing that you said that wasn't correct was cookies, and there was one other thing you said that I don't think was right. But everything else, you were pretty spot on. The other thing that he had was, what is it called? Is the donut that's like the twisty donut. You know what I'm talking about? The long
twisty
one?
Donut?
It's the long donut that's twisted up. Yeah.
They're in the actual twist. Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. And then he had, and this felt like the craziest thing to have. This man had Popeyes and Church's chicken. He already had chicken fingers. He also had Church's chicken and Popeye's chicken.
Well, and then, okay. I'm just thinking about the moment before leading to all these items. Were these just leftovers he had, or did he make trips to get two different chickens? He had to stop somewhere to get that donut. There's no way he made that.
I feel like we interrupted a man's last meal. Like.
It does feel like he went to a Boston market run by children.
Yeah. Because the way, and also, because he also doesn't seem, okay. So the way that their house was, when they let you through the gate, you walk past the pool. So that's when I saw his dad. Oh. So I'm like, hey. How's
so the welcome mat is a divorced man.
Yes, yes. And like, he's got all that stuff on the inflatable chair, right? Mm-hmm. And then,
this again, not meant to be a judgment. Is he shirtless in the pool, or this man got a shirt on?
No. He's shirtless.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a slightly different state of mind.
And so then.
And then my next question was going to be, if it was a shirt, was it like a pool shirt or like a shirt? I'm just zeroing in on the level of sadness. Sitting in the pool with a big dog t-shirt eating his sad Thanksgiving meal.
So then this dude, I'm walking in. He's walking me to the house. I see a dad. I wave. He waves. And then his dad goes to swim around the chair to like get closer to be like, hey, do you guys want to hop in for a dip, right? Just like try to connect with his son, be a fun dad, I guess. I don't know, right? And so then
I got Skittles.
So then he's like, no, dad, I'm good. And I was like, yeah, and I can't swim. Immediately, I was like, I'm a bathing suit. I can't swim. I'd be over here for nothing if right. he hops in that yeah. pool, right? Then he goes, this man goes, suit yourself, and like is trying to like.
And then just lowers himself under the water.
Is trying to back up. You know how people back up and then start doing like a butterfly or something away or backstroke mm-hmm. away or something like that? Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if this chair was on its last leg anyway or something, but he does like a suit yourself, kicks off away from us back towards, because he had kind of had his hand on the chair but was letting it float around while he was talking to us and stuff. When he said the suit yourself, does like his little backstroke, I don't know. This is how I have it in my mind because it's the most poetic, but I don't know actually what happened, right? I just know what happened next. I don't know why it happened. I just know what happened next. So he swims back over to his chair, and like we're like barely inside before he yells, and the chair is the chair is sinking. And I'd like to think that the chair sunk because he was doing his little backstroke and then his jagged wedding ring scratched it. That is not what happened. I'm just saying in my mind, that makes the most sense because it was floating when I saw it. Because I also saw the food. I also saw the food. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to get in a pool with all that. Like, yeah, like nothing but something bad can happen, right? So then he's like, oh, fuck. And like, he's screaming. And so me, his mom, and him run back out there and check on him. And it's just that everything's like sinking, right? And some of the plates, to their credit, a couple of the plates, I don't know if they're wood or whatever, but they seem to be holding their own for at least a second. There were a couple plates that didn't just go to, like, for instance, the dish floated. The dish of Skittles floated.
Okay.
Right? But he not helping the situation because he over here splashing. So he's over here trying to save everything. So now he getting pool in his like corn on the cob. He getting pool in all of his chicken and everything. So it's getting grosser by the second. And this man's this is like an actual judgment. You can just call it on me now. I am judging him. This man's move to say things wasn't to just grab a couple choice plates and put them at the side of the pool. It was to start eating as fast as he could.
I was hoping he's going to just start throwing stuff. It's even better. He's having a panicked meal.
This dude tried to take a bite of everything as it was sinking. And I was like, this is really sad.
This man is comically divorced.
Yeah, and still in the house.
That's... Oh.
Yeah.
And then he just gets up and he's like, well, I'm not getting that food out. That's your new dad's problem.
It was funny, too, because while I was leaving and I was passing the pool when I was leaving, you did just see like floating sides. Like he went ahead and got the dishes out of the pool, but like you see like a floating chicken finger.
I'm trying to think. Pretty much everything I think would float on that. The toast would float.
The toast would definitely float. I mean the ice cream obviously just disintegrated into the pool.
Evaporates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the other thing?
Does a corn on the cob float? Probably. That little guy probably would float.
I'd like to think it floats because of the little...
The little holders
keep it afloat.
They're like corn life preservers.
It's over there rolling like a wood log. It was
definitely rolling in my head too. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the lumberjack games or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh man, I hope this man's doing well.
Yeah, I'm hope he's somewhere with a pool.
I don't know. I don't know if the man should be trusted around a pool anymore.
Man, that blew my mind.
So that's the sad version of a sip and dip.
That is a sad version of a. Oh, you wouldn't even call that a sip and dip.
No,
you
that's call it a sob and bob.
A sob and bob is very wow, wow, very fast on your part.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was gonna say a down and drown.
Jesus. Well, a sob and bob can become a down and drown.
Yeah. Because, like, most of the food did drown. Like, a lot of the food.
True.
A lot of the food in there went away. And the fact that, like, because I was seeing some of it sink, and then he'd take a bite, because he wasn't choosing his plates wisely at all. So then some of the heavier plates were starting to go first. Like, the plate of chicken, he still took a bite out of the chicken. And it was like half pool.
That's. Yeah, how much chlorine did this man consume?
Might as well just put a straw next to him.
Yeah, a dipping sauce? Thank you. I'll just put it in this chlorine water.
I also think that what could have happened, like, once again, I really don't know, but what could have happened was. The weight of everything was already too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was always sinking and it just didn't really start sinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't know how long he had been in that pool, but it seemed like he had just got in.
I hope he just got in, because if he's been in there for a while and there were other plates you didn't see already finished.
If he had stacked plates, that's why it started sinking.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know how, like, because you guys came in and then he was like, hey, you want to get in? And you were clearly bummed out by it. You know how, like, when something sad can take the air out of a room?
Yeah.
Maybe the sadness can also take the air out of a chair. Can something be so sad it deflates pool toys?
Man, that's so funny.
That's a fucking bummer. All of that.
Yeah.
I'm also a little mad at myself that I guessed everything he was eating.
Oh, God. That's amazing.
Oh, man. Well, what do we talk about next?
I mean, I said all that to say we're going to have fun in Vermont.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was brought up by Vermont and Sip and Dips.
Yeah.
That you thought of the saddest man in the world.
Yeah. I'll also tell you, though, for real, that I've also seen people get divorced that went on to do so well apart.
Oh, yeah.
That I was like, y'all are just the movie Hancock.
Now that's a fucking reference. Wow.
Y'all just the movie Hancock. When y'all get too close together, y'all both start dying and just looking all drained and everything. And then apart, y'all begin your masters. I'm not even kidding. I have a friend who was married to his ex-wife. And to be fair, they were married young. So this does make even more sense. But they're mm-hmm. married young. They were horrible together.
Mm-hmm.
He'd tell you, they looked horrible together. Like they both looked like, you know, like they looked like if a vampire bit another vampire and they just had to keep biting each other to live. So they really just trade the same amount of blood supply. It's not even like.
Okay.
Fair enough. And basically, yeah, they broke up. And when they broke up, she went on to get her master's. He started his business. They both make like six figures now.
Wow.
But it's just such the way that, like, because you hear about people like glowing up after a divorce or a breakup, whatever. Mm-hmm. You just rarely see both people glow up just as hard as each other.
Right, yeah.
Like, there was no winner of the divorce because they both truly went on to be insanely more successful apart than they could have ever been together.
Mm-hmm. I mean, or usually at least people blow up, you know, can glow up in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you each got to, you know, I think a two-person part of my divorce was like, we kind of then, the different lives we were already leading towards, we got to go do that. It's rare, though, that like both people are like, we're going to get the same degree. We're going to get the same type of job, make the same type of money. That's interesting. Because then it's like, seems like y'all were kind of similar.
Yeah, yeah. But
or were you too similar? Because that can happen too.
Maybe too similar. Because it's funny too when you see people have, okay, so when you see your friends or you know, people that you're friends with both of them, let's say. So you really have no dog in the fight and you really have no preference as far as like this person's right, this person's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then you watch them argue. There is something to be said for like, how you'll be witnessing the argument where you're like, well, if it were me, that'd be the last one. And this is just like a Tuesday for them.
Mm-hmm.
That does become jarring after a while where you're like, okay, y'all fought like that in front of me.
Yeah.
And I'm not a stranger, but I'm not family. This is how y'all should fight in front of the dog. Okay.
Yeah.
And for someone who can't repeat what they heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I know those couples too. I've seen those couples. And it's like, what? Like, those are the ones where you're just like, y'all just have to kill each other.
Jeez.
You know, like, that's the. Like,
yeah, I'm going to see y'all.
Not one murdering the other. I mean, it's going to be a mutual.
Yeah, I'm going to see y'all on the news.
Yeah. This is just a gladiator arena waiting to happen.
That's very true, though. That is very rough. I don't know. I hate to see that.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, when you see people go on to be, like, that much more successful, you're like, man, they really were bringing you down. Like there's the... There's not even an argument that could be made. It's like you're doing wildly better now.
Yeah.
Leaps and bounds better.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? The worst,
though, that is crazy. The worst ones, though, are the ones where it's like, and I, you know, and listen, I'll own it before I make any judgments or cast any aspersions. I've been this person. But like the person who like has a breakup with somebody, and then like you as a friend though are just like, oh, thank God.
Yes. Okay. This is.
But even though they might be really sad about it, your friend might be really down. Like, oh, I miss him. And you're just like the second you heard about it, you're like, oh, fucking thank God.
Dude.
Thank God that's over.
When I tell you the way that we need to decide if we want our friends to be honest with us or lie to us,
mm-hmm.
because then someone will tell you, oh, I could never stand that person. And you're like, you couldn't have said something.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah. and I get it. This is my thing. I understand the fear that people have because there's a certain amount of fear with if I'm this honest with them, are we close enough for me to be that honest with them? But I would take the route of your level of closeness doesn't change facts, you know? So it's like maybe you're not close enough to them to tell them what they truly need to hear and help mm-hmm. them. But if you're not close enough to them to do that, then you're not really their friend anyway.
But it's also when things are going good, though, would you even hear the truth? You know what I mean? So it's like, that's why, is it also worth bringing up of being like, oh, that is what that person does? Like,
well, I'm more mean when things have taken a turn. So how do I put this? It's like, there will be a situation that I think is the opportunity to jump where your friend is in a bad relationship or their job is not treating them right. Or there's mm-hmm. something where, yes, there's some risk involved, but like they've shown you the crack in the armor. And here's the chance to be like, well, look, this person's not very nice, or, you know, whatever it is mm-hmm. you want to say. I understand that it's an uncomfortable conversation. Now, I get what you're saying, where you're like, if they're happy and they don't right. know the person sucks, when do you mm-hmm. step in? And that is a very good question. I guess I was more speaking to how there are these moments amongst friends that everyone, I think, has experienced where their friend throws out a sort of cry for help. And then within that, they still don't say anything because they're like, maybe it's not my place. But it's like, but I think you can read the writing.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it in that moment, are you really being a good friend? Like if someone is dating someone that sucks and you know they suck and they finally mm-hmm. seem to even have an inkling that this person sucks and you still don't say anything, you got to step up, you know? Like, that's why yeah. your friend is venting to you, even if it's subconscious. That's why your friend is like, letting you have a little bit of, like, right. showing you that side, you know? I understand if somebody came to you and they were like, I just met somebody and I couldn't be happier, then you don't want to be like, I have some bad news. Yes, I'm with you. That would be crazy. I understand that.
Yeah,
I'm more gotcha. Talking about, like, I don't know. I've just had friends tell me something, and then I'm like, oh, okay, that's something to hold on to. That's something to really think about. And I try to mm-hmm. be a good enough friend in those instances to be like, really think about how you feel right now. Because
mm-hmm.
if this person makes you feel like this more than anything else, then yeah, you got to go.
Yeah. Well, and I will say that you have done that. You've done that for me. When I
Man.
Because that was... Not to get too many details, but there was a relationship I was in, and then it ended in a real mess. And then we were trying to like make it work again. And I was staying in it, and I appreciate when I talked to Josh, he'd be like, "I wouldn't do that."
Yeah, yeah. I think there was one time. You can cut this if you want, but I think there was one time that you told me something, and I was like, "Oh, she sucks." And that's all we said. That was it.
Yeah.
I told a couple people to their face. It hasn't happened often in life, but I've had a couple of interactions with people where I just had to be like, hey, you're like not a good person at all. And luckily those were a lot of like college relationships where I think I had the inkling, even when I was in school, I had the inkling of who I would talk to after college and who I wouldn't. And so mm-hmm. if somebody brought somebody around that sucked, I'd be like, there's like a 30% chance that we're going to hang out after college. I'm just going to tell him right now because, you know, this behavior sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you just go ahead and do it. I think I was a little bit more delicate with friends I knew I'd be friends with forever. That is probably something, admittedly, that I've done.
Yeah. I've done before. I can't remember exactly what the context was, but there was someone. It was a situation like that where, like, they were a friend of a friend or something. They were just kind of being shitty, like, the whole time or whatever. And then they tried to have some sort of small talk with me, and I looked at them in the face and I said, "We don't have to do this."
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I can tell you don't want to talk to me. I definitely don't want to talk to you.
Maybe the most direct I've ever been was somebody, and to be fair, they were a little bit drunk. But somebody was like kind of like on one, and they were the plus one of one of my friends. So she brought him because she wasn't sure if she liked him or whatever. And he wasn't acting enough of a fool that he was getting on everybody's nerves, but he was getting on my nerves because I wasn't drinking. So I'm just like stone cold sober, noticing everything he says and does. And he's trying to be funny, but he is one of those people that conflates funny with rude. But the same
real
people
class
that,
clown energy.
Yeah, it's like the same people that you want to like you are the ones you're like, don't do this in life. Don't do this. But like the smart thing to do would be to pick one person and just bully them. But if you're just going to bully all of us, then like,
yeah,
then none of us are going to like you anyway.
It's like the people who aren't comics and then they meet you as a comic and then they think like, oh, well, comics are mean to each other. So they start being mean to you and it's like, hey, nah, you're not one of my friends. Like they're still an entry.
Yeah.
You still have to like earn friendship before you can be really rude to me.
Yeah. You know that thing that comics do when they first meet where they spit on each other.
Yeah.
And so basically
we circle each other like geese getting ready to fight.
Yeah. Yeah. We play duck, duck, goose with brass knuckles.
Yeah.
And so basically the dude kept talking or something. And I finally just interrupted him. I was like, so are you always like this? And he was like, I just got to do me. And I was like, well, you could do less. And he didn't catch it because he was a little drunk. But I was just like, nah, you don't bring someone around here that just sucks. Like he was the worst.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where the thing wouldn't even be creative. Like every once in a while you'll have a thing with someone. Like sometimes I have that with people where I'm not sure if I like them right away because they will sort of like rib me or something. And not that I have any sort of particular, I don't think I'm thin-skinned, but I guess I'd be the last to know. But like, I do think that there's a way to do it that's immediately endearing, and so few people have that skill, because most of the times when you're like ribbing someone, it does seem like you're taking them down a notch in a way that maybe just doesn't feel, it just doesn't feel good. So then when someone's doing it actively and they're just like basically, I know we gotta wrap up in a second, but basically this dude came in so hot we didn't know him, and it's like he had written prepared lines for each one of us. And that's another reason we were all taken aback. We were like, who is this?
Did he knew we were gonna be here?
Yeah, it was very weird.
That is super weird.
Well,
yeah,
I have to wrap up if that's cool.
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay. Slightly shorter.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to the Josh Johnson Show. We had a great time recording. I hope you had a great time listening. If you are looking to catch up with us on any of the socials, you can find me at Josh Johnson Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, where we're going to be posting clips of the show. And if you're looking for Logan,
you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Logan M. Nielsen, and my YouTube is Logan Nielsen Stuff. I should change that to make them all the same thing probably, huh? Because I'm posting clips there, too. And if you want bonus stuff, you can join our Patreon, patreon.com/Josh Johnson Show. Maybe I'll put some videos of us doing that light gun game. I think I have videos somewhere. You might have a couple, too.
I might. I'll have to dig.
We've definitely filmed ourselves competing in that game.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But we got video stuff there. We got podcasts, a bunch of other stuff, old live shows there. And then, we're out on the road. We're in Vermont this weekend. Couple weeks after that, Josh is in, you're in Portland, you're in...
Yeah, Seattle, and we will be in Birmingham. We'll be in Alabama doing the Stardome.
That's right.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have a great rest of the day and a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, Enjoy your plate.